welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for June 8th comes from Deuteronomy 12. Moses reveals in Deuteronomy 12, verses 8 and 9, that Israel's informality in their worship would eventually need to change. He says this, "You shall not do according to all that we are doing here today, everyone doing whatever is right in his own eyes, for you have not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance that the Lord your God is giving to you." Here, Moses is acknowledging that there was chaos in Israel's worship during the days of their wilderness wanderings, so that it was customary for the Israelites to worship in different places. In anticipation of the day when Israel would settle into the Promised Land, Moses gives explicit instructions in Deuteronomy 12 that the Israelites should destroy the high places and altars of foreign gods in Deuteronomy 12 verses 1 through 4, and that the Israelites should under no circumstances inquire into the worship practices of the nations whom Yahweh was driving out of the land in Deuteronomy 12 verses 29 through 31. Ultimately, Israel ignored everything Moses said here. Instead, they failed to destroy the high places where the other nations worshipped, and they actively inquired into the practices of those nations. The tragedy of Deuteronomy 12 verse 8 is that the phrase of everyone doing whatever is right in his own eyes becomes the theme of the book of Judges. For example, Judges chapter 21 verse 25. To describe how bad things had become in Israel. But why? From our perspective, it seems crazy that Israel would succumb to worshiping the false gods of the other nations after Yahweh had acted powerfully to lead them out of the house of Egypt. Why would Israel forsake their Redeemer? In fact, we struggle with the exact same problem. Israel's error wasn't so much that they were legitimately awed by the foreign gods, but that they became attracted to the standards of their surrounding cultures. This was the reason Yahweh instructed them to destroy every remnant of the worship of these foreign nations, so that they wouldn't stumble into false religions, especially the kind that led people to burn their sons and daughters as sacrifices to their gods, as described in Deuteronomy 12 verse 31. And still today, the church struggles with the same problem. Not that we are attracted to ancient Near Eastern paganism, but that we wrestle with the same desires to make ourselves seem relevant and respectable in the eyes of the world. We must fight to remember the words of the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 5, verses 20 through 21. He writes this, "And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols." That is, John is telling us, keep yourself from anything that would distract you from the one who is true God and eternal life, our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. If you're looking for Bible study curriculum for a Sunday school or a small group, check out my book, That You May Know, A Primer on Christian Discipleship. It's a close study of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John that explores what it means to follow Jesus as a disciple. To learn more about the book or to download the first two chapters as a sample, go to discipleshipbook.com.